This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents Ayuwadi on Top, A Personal View. Written and read by Richard Ayuwadi. Part 1. Approach. Clearing the runway. On behalf of myself and the entire RURD team, welcome to RURD on Top. If you are one of the dozens of people who bought and perhaps opened our previous offering, the Gripper film, thanks for your returning custom. Grip, penned by the pamphleteer, taco apologist, and women's rights denier Gordy LeSueur, was a tough road to swallow. Whereas that book slash road essayed to be a survey of films in general, if by general you mean homoerotic action films from the mid to late 80s, this book is about one film in particular, a 2003 cabin crew dramedy starring Gwyneth Paltrow, called View from the Top. And this very particular film, like all exemplars of the cinematic arts, concerns a journey. But this book is not just a book about a movie about a journey. It's also a book about my slash our journey with that movie about a journey. A journey soundtracked by the sweet soft rock sounds of Journey, Stadium Mainstays to this day. Or, to be precise, this book concerns multiple journeys. The journey of the book, the journey of the film, the journey of us, i.e. me, the journey of the band Journey, and, perhaps least importantly, the journey of you. Our destination? Well, let's just say you won't find it on any map. Our travel time? Unknown, but not long. This ain't Anna Karenina, a.k.a. Madame Bovary XL, hashtag in your face, Tolstoy. The in-flight entertainment? I guess that depends on your capacity to withstand pernickety prose in a quasi-literary subgenre that's hard to define, let alone shelve. It's a journey that will take us from Peckham to Paris by way of Nevada and other places we don't care about. It's a journey deep within, in a way that's respectful and non-invasive. A journey for which we will all pay a heavy price, even if you've waited for the smaller paperback edition. We regret to inform you that no hot meal will be provided. The publishers won't commit to the catering costs. The Nazis at Waterstones refuse to put hot plates next to the tills. After 3 brutal years at Flight Academy, the captain is both within his rights and overqualified to turn on the fastened seatbelt sign. If you haven't already done so, please stow your carry-on luggage, whether emotional or actual, underneath the seat in front of you or in an overhead bin. And please do stow it. Don't just bung it in, or stuff it in, or ram it in. Stow it, like you'd stow something in your own home, or in an Edwardian novel. Please also make sure your seat is back and that the folding trays are in their full upright position. Because it's not the crash that'll kill you, it's the trays. We remind you that this is a non-smoking book. If this book starts to smoke, it means you are on fire. Ask a non-vengeful colleague to assist. We encourage you to read this book in the lavatory, its natural habitat. I am aware it's an audiobook now, but this existed in prose. And in fact, I'd rather that you listen to this with a book in your hand. Tampering with the book or lavatory in any way is an offence to the author. When finished, please stow the book back safely in its display case. The doors to this book have now been secured, and we will shortly taxi, when did that become a verb, by the way, to our runway. If we take runway to mean further introductory passages, taxi to mean inelegantly trundle like a chest freezer on a roller skate, and doors to have no real relevance within this piece of high-wire idiomatic world-building. Thank you for choosing RURD on Top. We are aware you have many other entertainment options, and we would like to thank you for choosing this one. We're also aware the word entertainment sits somewhat uncomfortably within the RURD and multiverse. We know that you could be ploughing through the media on your thumbstick, belittling a spouse by contrasting their career with that of a contemporary, or gorging, guilt-free, on some wind-dried puffin. But instead you've chosen to buy, or at least not immediately re-gift, this book, and that makes us particularly hashtag humble. You are almost too aware that there are many other, better books on the market. Again, I know this is an audiobook, just get off my back. Yet despite the fact that you may well go to your grave without reading In Search of Lost Time by Proust, Don Quixote by Cervantes, or My Bookie Wook by Russell Brand, some combination of kindness, misplaced optimism, and laziness has led you to this one. We thank you and hope your mounting regret doesn't metabolize into a more lasting resentment.